The Blurred Truth Insider Update.
My guest tonight is Nancy Leader, a contactee of the Zetas, who come from Zeta Reticuli. They have been on Earth for generations, watching and assisting humanity in what is about to come. Planet X passing through our solar system and causing massive destruction on Earth. You can find out all this information at zetatalk.com or thepoleshift.nin if you want to find out what people are posting about this information. And the movement is quite big. Nancy Leader is my guest on Skype. That's why the quality is just a little bit iffy. Nancy, what's going on with beings from another world, massive movements on the planet when it comes to, you know, the crust moving? This has been talked about in the Bible for generations through the book of Revelation, for one.
Revelations was, a book warning people, but there's more cut out of the Bible that was warning people of our times. The book of Enoch. The Catholic Church, or the Church, was trying to, knowledge is power. The third Fatima secret, that was hardly about assassination of a pope. That was about the bullshit. And they've covered that up. They know. The Catholic Church knows, and they're not warning people. It's terrible the way the elite of the world have decided that they can be trusted with this information, but the common man cannot. It's very self-serving. They don't want our messy panic.
I reckon the powers that be really underestimate the human race. It's all about control, because if we did have access to this information, if it was made in a massive worldwide announcement, I think we'd rally together and do what we have to do. I mean, there'd be panic, there'd be upset, but we'd really have to refocus and re-engineer our society. But that's an aside. Let's look at the Anunnaki. You talk about these beings who live on Planet X or Nibiru. They've popped up in history, known as the Anunnaki for one, and also the Nephilim. What's your take on them and the worldview we have with regards to some of them being in our ancient literature?
Well, they have more service to sell on that planet than we do. They had more influences early in their early development, and so they're going to have to work that out. It'll take longer for people to migrate into that 95% service to other that normally develops. But they are human. They're hominoid, just like we are. They're not fallen angels. This is an attempt by antiquity to explain. Like, the Bible is written so much in analogies and the like. And the same thing is true of the ancient Sumerians. They documented that the Anunnaki claimed that they genetically engineered man. They did not. The Zetas say that they were just bragging. I mean, we have braggarts in our community too. And saying, oh, well, we created. They might have been tinkering with genetics, but they did not genetically engineer man. So you have to take analogies and bragging or misinterpretation of what ancients have tried to say. You know, in the Hindu, it is the god Shiva, who is Planet X, or Nibiru. And it is the god Kali, the dark blue gray wife of the second wife of Shiva, who is our dark twin, which is a second planet that balances normally exactly opposite us in our orbit. So we never see it because it's on the opposite side of the sun. But since we are stopped and halted by Planet X, it has come around. We took all kinds of photos of it coming around behind us. It's the same size as Earth, but it's a big black hunk of rock. Well, that's Kali and Shiva, Shiva's second wife. But that's analogies. It's pictures. It's a way to try to explain to the common man what's going to happen, what has happened, and warn them about the future.
A question has to be asked too, Nancy, about where modern man came from. I mean, there's talk of this missing link. There's talk that the Nephilim, or the Anunnaki, spliced their DNA into Cro-Magnon man or Neanderthal man to give us, you know, the population we have today. What's the story there?
They have been genetically engineered, and Zetas early on explained that in the saga of Zeta Talk. There were six different ape forms that were genetically engineered with a base that included, you know how they talk about Lucy is the common mother of everyone, you know, everyone can trace back to Lucy. Boy, well, we we somehow evolved our being Negroid awfully fast. You know, that's not so. It was Chinaman, and in Africa, then there was Caucasian white man. There was something in Angola that they called fuzzy man. He was covered with a fine fuzz that didn't survive. There was something in Indonesia called Indonesia man. It was barrel-shaped and too slow to stay alive in fights with predators. You know, and so I think there was also another, the Hindus, you know, had a base ape. But these are different base apes, same genetic engineers, using a mix. Just like when we make cake, we always throw in milk and eggs, and then everything else may be different. So that's why we have similar blood types and similar genetics, XY chromosomes that go back to Lucy or whatever, because of, and the missing link was either on the moon where they had labs, or they would take them onto a desert island and work until they had what they were looking for, and then they would propagate that out someplace in the world.
Let's talk about the moon, Nancy. There has been talk about photographs from the moon being airbrushed from the various Apollo missions. I mean, Buzz Aldrin has said in various interviews that he did see some sort of structures on the moon. What do the Zetas say about what's going on up there?
Yeah, and there's also that business about we never went to the moon. It was done in a theater. Well, it's both. They took film in like a building where there seems to be gravity and that type of thing and a breeze blowing in case they had to rely on that and not use the moon shots because they couldn't count on the astronauts not to blurt out something like, oh, we're not the first. And that was, you know, oops, a slip. Absolutely, they're shards and dust covered so that you can't really see it from a distance. But when they were up there, they could tell that there had been structures on the moon. We weren't the first. And the astronauts are just told to keep their mouth shut.
Is there a reason why we haven't gone back to the moon after the Apollo missions? Have we been told to stay away?
According to the Zetas, they are not stating that. They are just stating that because there was evidence of the alien presence and there was this huge cover-up not to tell humans, you know, after Roswell and the like, not to let the public know, they were worried about slips and revelations. So they wanted, MJ-12, with its heavy CIA influence, wanted to stop it because it was likely to leak that the alien presence was real.
It's funny, Nancy, you talk to a serious scientist and no one wants to acknowledge Planet X or Nibiru. You get laughed at. I mean, you start getting called a conspiracy theorist. And these are respected scientific people who you'd think if they're scanning the skies and they're worried about the future, then they'd have a handle on this. Why is this cover-up continuing even in the scientific community?
Because it's the powers that be, the establishment, which is the very wealthy people, the political, powerful, heads of corporations, the people that are known to, like, run the world. They don't want to mess panic. If they stated, well, you know that the planet that came into our solar system, periodically it passes through, and it does, sometimes it really tears up the Earth. And therefore, the coastlines may not be safe, river bottoms may not be safe. All those cities along the coastlines, Paris, Hong Kong, you know, Rio, New York, LA, name them, they're all on the coastline. Or like St. Louis, they're in the river bottoms. You really should be up in the hills. And how many people are there afraid you're going to quit your job? Plumbing won't be done. Manufacturing won't be done. You won't pay your mortgages. You won't pay your taxes. Or you'll come up to the government and you will demand, we know you're creating bunkers, so where's ours? And there is no space for you. Pay your taxes. And so that the elite, those people that decide that they are important to the world, they need to have a carry-on government or something, they're going to use your tax dollars for themselves, not for you. So it's a big hush-up because they don't want your panic. They don't want your demands. So national security, don't you think that astronomers and like the people that work at NASA, where they see UFOs and aliens, etc., have to sign a national security oath not to talk about it. There's a big cover-up. It's the same deal with the alien presence, admitting that aliens exist. It's the people in power like to think that They're the tough. Everyone's looking up to them. Organized religion is absolutely against admitting that there is intelligent creatures from elsewhere visiting, or that they even exist. So they have to sign a national security oath. I am not going to talk about aliens because there's a cover up, because the Defense Department or whoever, their fear that if they say, you know, aliens are out there, it's real, then the next thing someone's going to say is, well, are they going to come after us? How are you going to defend us? And then they would have to say, oh, we can't. They have these spaceships, zip, go off, disappear into another dimension, and we cannot defend you. And then people are going to say, well, why are we paying all this money for a defense department then? You know, they're afraid the common man is going to look up to aliens and look down upon the people that run the world. There's a lot of reasons for the cover-up of the alien presence, but it has to do with people protecting their position of power. So, national security oaths. Do not talk about aliens. Do not talk about Planet X, which you are seeing, because we don't want messianic. We don't want people getting cozy with aliens and thinking that we are not important as we like to think we are. And if you breach this oath, off to Gitmo with you or something worse.
Nancy, we've just touched the surface of what's to come, and it is very scary, but there is time to prepare. Check out the website, zetatalk.com, poleshift.ning. You can find people posting information about sightings, about how to prepare, and how to start getting your house in order for what is to come.